welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul in the process, let's just call that icing on the cake. Now, we are here every Friday bringing you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we come to you bringing you tips. We bring you advice. We bring you information. We bring you inspiration. And if you are a business owner, you definitely want to get yourself a comfortable chair. Grab yourself a phone if you have to, a computer, and communicate with us. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You can find us on the web. You can also find us on Twitter at marketingpulpit and on Facebook at marketingpulpit. There is no excuse not to get this good information, particularly now as we're about to embark upon a new year. 2016 is just about done. So I want you to think about this. We have 2017 ahead of us. We have a new administration. We have some of you all have done some things in 2016 that may or may not worked. But we have the good thing about the new year. We have an opportunity to do it again. It's a good time to take stock. It's a good time to look at what have you accomplished, what have you not accomplished, what could you have done a little better, what can you do to innovate, what can you do to make a difference. Are you following your dreams? Are you realizing that raison d'etre? Are you looking into your heart and making sure you're contributing to society? We take a look at all these benchmarks at the end of the year. And this year is going to be no different. So what I'd like you to do during the course of this show is think about what can I do in 2017 that's going to make me better, not just for my company, but for me as an individual and me as a contributor to society and particularly to my community. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Our mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put people to work. Some of you guys out there are your own jobs, and I had to talk with a young lady the other day, and she's at the end of her career. She's not sure what she's going to do next. Folks, let me tell you, you got to take things in your own hand. You can't wait on the next job or the next company. Their jobs are still being shipped overseas. You have to take responsibility. And that's why this show is the real deal. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't paint pie in the sky. We don't give you all this hokey-doke and blow smoke. We tell you like it really is because we've been there. I'd like to welcome to the mic and into the studio, Ms. Tisha Hillman. Good morning, Tisha.
Good morning, Mr. Gatewood. Good morning out there, everybody.
Boy, you are, Tisha, there's so much going on. It's just like you almost don't know where to start. I know you over there. You say you don't want to call the president-elect's name anymore.
I refuse. I will not say his name.
Doing your own little protest there. But there's so much going on, and that's why this show and shows like this are much more important, because there are really not that many progressive talk shows out here. There's about 2,000 radio talk shows in the country. Only about 10% of them are actually progressive or what we call liberal. The rest are just spewing this right-wing dogma and rhetoric. And you wonder why people vote and act and behave the way they do, because they're living in this alternate universe. It really kind of moved from reality, because they're being fed day after day after day, propaganda. If you look back on, we see parallels in history. If we look back during the Third Reich, the first thing they controlled was the media. If they can control the media, they can control the minds. Control the minds, you control the masses. You don't have to tell them the truth. Just tell them what you want to tell them, and that becomes their reality. And then what you see is the election of somebody like Donald Trump. So anyway, that's just one of the many things we want to talk about today. I read a bad story coming over here about this former Jets player, Joe McKnight, was killed in a road rage incident yesterday. He and a guy got into an argument on the freeway, and at an intersection, some guy pulled him out of the car and shot him dead on the street. This is a 28-year-old man, young man, Joe McKnight. He played for the New York Jets. Had a very good career, had actually set some records while he was playing football. And so I'm going to do my own little public service announcement as I am normally wont to do. Folks, this road rage thing of a dead end. If there are no winners ever, let it go. I know sometimes you're late for the babysitter, you're trying to get to work, you've had a bad day, some joker cuts you off, they're flipping you the bird, and you saying to yourself, I'm not going to let him get away with that or her get away with that. So what do? You take off, you start tailgating. You start weaving in and out in traffic in front of them. You're getting in front of them. You're pumping your brakes to try to scare them. Now, that person that's involved in this, the other person, of course, their blood is boiling and things are escalating. The factor is that you may not consider some of these folks are packing. And they may not have thought about shooting you early on, but if it escalates, that's why they call it cold blood versus premeditated. As it escalates, people get into this frenzy that they cannot control themselves. So you're saying to yourself, nobody's going to shoot me just for cutting them off. Well, of course, in a cold-blooded discussion, of course they're not. But when you're escalating this situation by your little actions, and I know I'm not saying be a punk and let people run over you, but you want to see another day. And I know some people say, how are these folks walking around with these guns in their cars? How do I know who has a gun and who doesn't? What are the laws? Well, I can't speak for every state, but I know in Maryland, it's not that easy to get a gun. As a matter of fact, you can't ride around with a gun in your car in the state of Maryland, not legally, unless you go into a gun range or if you're a business owner, you're transporting it from your home to your place of business. But in Maryland, it's very difficult to get it. It's one of the toughest gun laws in the country. You have to get fingerprinted by the FBI. You have to go take a HQL, which is called a handgun qualification license. You have to go to a gun range. You got to go to four hours in a classroom. And then there's an eight-hour waiting period after you get the license. So from state to state. Now, Maryland, so don't get just because in Maryland it's hard. You go straight across the border in Virginia, and it's not that difficult. Matter of fact, go down a couple of states in North Carolina, they have open carry. So people ride around with guns in their cars. My point is, it varies from state to state, and don't believe because the laws are strict in Maryland, they're strict in Virginia, or they're strict in New Orleans. People are strapping, and people are on edge. We've had one of the most contentious elections in the history of the country. We have these divisive camps. We have people that are extremes on both ends. Don't put yourself at risk by getting into some type of traffic altercation with a fool, with somebody who's already feel like their world is crumbling, and now they're going to take it out on you. Let it go.
Okay? That's a good point. That's a good point.
Teacher, I'm telling you, people just need to move on. Because by the time you get home and take your shoes off and have yourself a cold one, it's going to be over. But if you sit down and escalate it, I'm going to show him. He's going to cut me off. And I'm surprised that sometimes it doesn't matter whether it's a man or woman. There's some fools out here behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the less secure they are in their lives about what they have to live for, the crazier they act. So be the voice of reason. And I'm just saying this out to my brothers and sisters out here, or anybody in the listening audience. Let's not let what happened to Mr. McKnight down in New Orleans happen to you. Because earlier in the year, it also happened to another guy, Will Smith. Also killed in a road incident in New Orleans. So anyway, I just had to get that out today. That really bothers me.
And, you know, it's funny that you say that because as you were talking, I just got a text. And, again, I don't know if this is true. It is from, you know, what I consider to be a reputable source. But it says that the shooter was released.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that. And the crazy thing about it is, like you said, I'm not going to lie. I'm a very open person. I have had, road rage. Now, I've never shot at anybody right in the car, you know, but I have been angry behind
the
wheel.
Weaving and hitting your brakes and flipping the bird.
Not all of that.
But,
not that crazy.
But I know what you're saying.
But I mean, people get angry because people are really stupid and selfish when they get behind the wheel. And like you said, you never know what type of person they are, what type of day they've had, what's going on in somebody's mind, and what will set them off. But at the end of the day, it's not worth, you know, this man losing his life and his family now having to grieve. But the shooter, hopefully he was not released. Hopefully he will face his day in court and hopefully go to jail. But now that person, their life will, presumptively be over because they were angry for 15 minutes.
Let me tell you this. This is a story I think I may have recanted a few years ago. A couple of years ago, I'm going home just a normal day, and I don't know if I cut this young lady off or not. Because sometimes you just look up and people are yelling at you and screaming. You don't know why. I mean, they could have been wrong. You could have been wrong. But I know whatever it wasn't worth the reaction that I got. This young lady jumps out of her car with a baseball bat.
Oh, my gosh.
And threatened to assault me. Now, I'm saying to myself, just suppose I was packing. So when you get out here with your little baseball bats, your little mace, your little tiger claws, it doesn't hold up against a bullet. I'm telling you. So don't get into this belief that, well, I got my bat, I got my spray that I can now talk trash, I can jump out and confront somebody. First of all, stay in that car. Most people are not going to shoot you while you're in your car.
That's true.
First of all, you can still get away if you can, if you're not back, you know, bumper to bumper. Don't get out of your car, first of all. Stay in your car, cool down, roll up your window, turn the air conditioner on, turn on some music, but don't get out the car and don't confront anybody. Because, I mean, this physically happened. This really happened to me. The lady was going to assault me with a bat.
That's crazy.
I'm saying, I was worrying more about her because I'm saying to myself, the next person might have a gun.
Mm.
And they will be legally in the right because this person presented a threat. And in most laws, you can protect yourself. In most states, you can protect yourself when it comes down to self-defense. But anyway, enough about that. I just thought I'd lay that out, folks. Going to this holiday season, traffic's going to be bad. They're going to be tight parking spaces. Let it go.
You know, I have a question for you, Mr. Gatewood, because somebody on Facebook just asked, is there an online link that people can listen to the show live if they're not in the D.C. area and are able to access it on 1450 WOL?
Yes. Yes, you can go to WOLDC News, listen live, go to the website. You can also go to the app. Get the app. Download the app on iTunes, Samsung. It's WL, AM app. You can also go to TuneIn. TuneIn has a good app where the show is broadcast on TuneIn.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I was listening to TuneIn this morning on my desktop. And so there are several ways you can listen to the show live. You can go to Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com, and you see those two icons on the right side. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see a link to the WOL website where you can listen live. You can also see the TuneIn link where you can listen live. And also you can download the WOL app. And I have all those because I can listen anywhere. I'm in the chow. I can be in my car. I can be at my desktop. I can listen to the show. I listen to Tom Joyner. I listen to Reverend Al Sharpton in the afternoon. I listen to Carl Nelson.
Listen to a lot of radio.
Oh, I listen to talk. I'm trying to be informed. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you want to join in the discussion today, if you want to talk about this crazy road rage, also we're going to talk about the carrier deal that Donald Trump is touting as his first success. And it's not as, like you say, nothing is never as good as it seems. And this carrier deal that Donald Trump is touting is no exception.
You can't keep saying his name. It's kind of like Beetlejuice. You know, you can say it three times.
I see your eyes get redder every time I say Donald Trump. So I'm going to try to restrain. And also, we were going to talk about the jobs report that just came out. President Obama, man, it just keeps getting better and better. I hate to see that when we have had such success over so many years, now we're going to hand this great economy over to somebody who of questionable capability and character. So we're going to see how that works out. But anyway, this is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. I have in the studio attorney Tisha Hillman. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about networking. And later in the show, we're going to talk about the 5 P's of marketing success. And we're going to have a segment on attorney Hillman at the 11 o'clock hour. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
WOL.
Alrighty. This is the Marketing Pulpit, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Tisha Hillman. Tisha, we got a lot going on here. Welcome to the studio. By the way, Tisha joins us on the first Friday of every month. That's the first Friday, so if you want to get some good legal talk, then you want to tune in the first Friday of every month. And she'll be right here with us in the booth for the entire show. Later in the show, she's going to be talking about some of the laws that have changed in the state of Maryland. On October 1st, there were these sweeping, there was quite a few laws that changed. One law in particular was the stalking law. I don't think it was ever legal to stalk anybody, but I'm sure some of the rules.
At some point, it wasn't recognized.
What?
Right. So, yeah. I mean, think about it. You know, over the last, I mean, I won't say few years, but, you know, it hasn't always been illegal to follow someone or whatever the case may be. And it only became an issue when people started getting hurt and people started realizing, oh, this is a problem. That's how laws generally, our country, we're very reactionary.
Right. So. Well, was it some other law that covered people that tracked people and did harm to them, or was it just nothing out there at all?
I don't think there was anything, because usually think about, like, you know, I don't know if you watch Lifetime movies, but a lot of women out there can relate to what I'm saying.
Teacher, don't tell anybody. Sundays.
I knew it.
I started at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm jumping between the news and but man, they'll get on a theme. Either the husband who disappeared and or the one that has three families somewhere, or they have the cheerleader moms, they're killing off the kids' rivals. But then they have that theme going the whole day. That's what I heard now. That's what I heard. I don't know, but I heard that's what Lifetime is all about. 8 o'clock and every 2 hours, you got a new show. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. Not that I watched Lifetime. But anyway, you were saying on Lifetime.
No, but I mean, but think about it. You know, you have these laws that are a result of, now it's being brought to light that, oh, this is becoming a problem.
Right.
And so that's, you know, I mean, stalking has been on the books for a while. But, you know, it hasn't always, like, you know, forever been the law because it wasn't always recognized as an issue.
Well, I'm not sure it's a good idea to create laws that for problems you might have. I mean, isn't it okay to create laws based on problems that occur or exist?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, so, you know, should we wait to people... Wait till people are murdered before we have murder books on the law?
Now, that's a good one.
I mean...
But should we create a law that says you shouldn't paint your house blue if there's nothing to prove that blue is going to cause the retina to explode after 10 years? I mean, that's an extreme example. But I know what you're saying. Certain things are pretty obvious. You shouldn't kill anybody. You shouldn't rob anybody. So let's make a law. But I understand also in the stalking case, but if nobody had ever stalked in life, if there was no case of stalking ever, should there be a law? I guess that was my question.
And I think one of the things is, you know, and it's still, now it's a lot more clear.
Right.
But then it's, you know, it's always like, well, when things start out, it's like, well, okay, well, what constitutes stalking?
Right.
You know,
right.
Because I called you 45 times, I was just trying to, you know, to get you on the phone. Does that mean that I was stalking you? Maybe not.
I got you. Okay.
But what is considered stalking?
So the law makes it clear. It puts it in
it does. Context. I mean, I think it makes it clear now. But the law, sort of like everything else, the law has to evolve.
Right.
And it constantly changes with the times. You know, and anyone out there who is an attorney knows, and it's sometimes infuriating, but I get it. You know, the law has to evolve. And so it changes usually, not every law, obviously, but you can expect new changes generally every October 1st.
Well, I tell you what I want you to do. Hang on to that thought. At the next break, we're going to come back with teacher. She's going to tell us about these new laws and, in particular, the stalking. Call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876 to chime in on any of the topics we talk about today, including the road rage, including the carrier deal that just happened. I'm going to talk about this carrier deal that Pence and Trump are doing this great victory lap about. Well, let's look at let's put it in a marketing context. When I go out to get customers, we have what is called a CPA, or cost per acquisition. In other words, you can't spend but so much money to get a customer before it's a bad deal. I can go out here on the corner and hand out $1,000 bills to get customers all day long, and I would, believe me, I would never run out of customers. But what I would do is run out of money. So what I have to do as a marketer, I have to institute strategy that can reach the masses at the least amount of money to have the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way governing has to work as well. Donald Trump can't get on a plane and go down to every factory every time somebody threatens to leave the country. You just can't do it. And every factory is not going to be in a state of his lieutenant governor. So before we get all ready to crown Trump, the mastermind of job
Hopefully
retention.
No one's doing that.
I'm telling you, when you control the media, remember.
Well, this is true.
When you control the media, you control the narrative, and you can create this universe that just doesn't exist. And that's really what's happening right now.
Magical.
Because 850 jobs were saved, and then there's another 1,000 or so jobs that didn't get saved that's going to be shipped down to North Carolina. And but my point is, you can't do this on every time a company threatens to leave. You go and you give them $7 million in tax incentives. You give them this. And this is what's going to happen. Here's the Robert Gatewood crystal ball. He's going to eventually he's going to use this platform to say, look, because I'm creating jobs, this particular business does not now have to abide by the environmental policies that mm-hmm. we're trying to.
I can see that.
I can use this now to say, look, you don't have to abide by the civil rights or the laws that protect people of different sexual orientations. So they're going to use this as a hammer to go through and knock down these policies and this progress we've made by taking these isolated cases and say, look, I'm creating 100 jobs here, I'm creating 50 jobs here, but in order to get these jobs, I need to reduce or minimize some of the laws that are in place that are protecting other areas of our society and our mm-hmm. economy. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen, folks. So keep an eye on this. I really like the fact that the jobs were retained, that people have their Christmases and they can eat their turkey and pie and cranberry sauce. But you have to do policy, strategy for the whole, for the mass, and not spend all this energy on individual cases.
So my understanding is I admit that I have not followed it because I really try to limit my absorption of anything regarding that man.
Well, I'll be your informer.
But my understanding was, even though some, and the reason he's the king of smoke and mirrors.
Right.
It's ridiculous. So my understanding is only a portion of the company is going to remain. Most of the company, I'm sorry, let me not say most of it. A large portion of the company is still going to go overseas.
Well, some are going overseas, and some are going to move their job down to North Carolina, somewhere where the labor rates are lower. But they're not maintaining the entire infrastructure in that particular mm-hmm. city. So, but when you get down and you break down all the facts and uncover everything, you're going to realize this is a lot of smoke and mirrors. This is a horse and pony show. This is what people want to see. So now people are saying, and I've already heard the people on the other side saying, well, see what you got to say now, liberals. See what he's done already? You got to remember who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. This guy's a master marketer. I'm telling you, I think he's been trolling my websites, picking up ideas because this guy's a master marketer. One of my shows not too long ago was I talked about the mental mind games that the president-elect used to get elected. And it really, these are plays right out of the marketing playbook. It's all about marketing. And these guys are masters at it. So anyway, that's my take on the carrier deal. I say congratulations on the people who get to keep their jobs. Have a merry, happy holiday. But let's keep an eye on the president-elect and his vice president and the people he's putting in office to make sure that, I mean, I'm not saying don't root for success. I want everybody to succeed. But let's not take a step. Let's not take two steps back while we're taking one step forward. That's my take on that. We have our first Friday this evening. Go to marketingpulpit.com. And if you're talking about going into 2017 with a great strategy, nothing. I had a meeting with a young lady yesterday, teacher, and she was one of these people who had pretty much lived a good life as a professional, and she's at around that almost retirement age, but she's got a lot of energy, a lot of information inside her head, and she's not ready to give it up. So she's saying, what do I do next? And I'm sitting there staring at her, and she's got all these things kicking around in her head. But one thing I told her, I said, look, if you want to grow exponentially, you can go out here and try to chase sales one at a time. The best way to do it is to build relationships. You've got to partner. You've got to look at the other stakeholders. You got to become a subcontractor somewhere. You got to get partnering somewhere. You got to join a different organization. And nothing does that. Nothing finds those people and opportunities better than networking.
That's true.
Networking, and that's why I have this First Friday networking event on the first Friday of every month. to bring people together so you can meet those people, those stakeholders, those partners, those contractors, those suppliers, those vendors, investors, funders. Those people are right there in the room, and I've seen people walk out of there with smiles on their face so big their head was two halves because they met the right partner, the right stakeholder that's going to take them to that next level. So tonight at the Marketing Pulpit First Friday, we're going to have our last networking event of the year. We're going to call it In the Black, and it's symbolic. It symbolizes that we're trying to end the year in the black and the positive, because in accounting terms, in the black means it's the opposite of being in the red, where you're ending on a good note, where you're above the line as far as profitability and viability. So go to marketingpulpit.com. It's a free event, marketingpulpit.com, and register. Come on out. We're going to have a little bubbly. We're going to have some great desserts. We're going to have the patty pie. It's going to be a patty pie party. So anybody who hasn't had the patty pie, come on out and get you a free slice of patty pie to start the 2017 and to end 2016.
Is there a one slice limit? Because that determines whether or not I can come.
Well, teacher, we're going to have a couple of slices set aside just for you. We might even give you a whole pie, depending on how you behave. Anyway, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the First Friday coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these new laws in Maryland, and we're going to talk about five things you need to be doing to get ready for 2017. Marketing Pulpit. Right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I have in the studio attorney Tisha Hillman.
Good morning, Mr. Gatewood. Good morning, community.
All right. I also like to welcome the new listeners on 95.9 FM. We also have Marketing Pulpit now is on FM and AM. So 95.9, welcome. God, you've been missing out, but it's never too late to catch the Marketing Pulpit because we've been around now for 7 years. And if I have my way about it, we'll be around for seven more. And plus, we bring this show to help companies grow and prosper. And because marketing has so many moving parts, it's not something you can get from a 60-second ad or a postcard or a Twitter post. That's why I started this show, to educate people. Before you can embrace marketing and spend the kind of money you need to spend on it, you have to understand how it works. And so I try to bring on these different topics and different guests to help people understand the importance of marketing. If you do not market, you will not survive as a company. You will fail. You will go out of business, period. I talk about the four M's that you need to succeed in business. And one of those is, one, you have to have a mission. What is your reason for being? Why are you on this earth? What do you feel passionate about? The second one, you have to have a market. Who are you going to reach? Who resonates with this message that you so feel so passionate about? Then you have to have a message. What is your message? In our case, the message is to build strong business, to put people to work. And then finally, you have to have some money to execute that plan. Now, some people say, look, I don't have any money. So how? Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have any money, you're not going to make it. I'm sorry. Now, how you get that money could vary. Some people bootstrap it. They keep their regular job, and they go out and take some of the money from their job.
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
No, that kind of bootstrapping. They take some money from the existing job, and they finance their business. Some go out and get partners. Some go out and get loans. And that's why later in the show we're going to talk about networking and how it's important towards not only growing your sales but also growing your business, because you may not have that money, but your partner may. You may be able to leverage some of your services, some of your goodwill, some of your database, some of your connections in lieu of putting up cash. So, but that does not excuse the fact that because you don't have money does not mean you don't need money. You need some money. One, if no other reason, you need to get customers, and customers have a cost. And without customers, you don't have a business. And so those are some of the messages we try to impart on our listeners every Friday at 10:30 a.m. on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And then we bring in important guests like Attorney Tisha Hillman to touch on some of the other issues that are going on. We don't live in a vacuum, so we have to look at life holistically. What are the other features or factors that might prevent me from being successful business owner? For instance, if somebody's stalking me and I can't go to work, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for me to have a successful business. Boy, was that a good one or not, man? That was a doozy. I have to frame that one. But anyway, call me the Segway King. Welcome again, teacher. You were saying, and you listen to the Marketing Pulpit. If you have a question for our guest or for any topic we talk about, call us at 1-800-450-7876. And if for some reason you can't remember the phone number, go to marketingpulpit.com, and we have the home number right there on the homepage. So you're saying in October 1st. Now, is this something that happens only in the state of Maryland, or does the laws change on October 1st everywhere?
Well, I can't say, you know, for... I'm a licensed attorney in Maryland, not in D.C., not in Virginia.
Speak for Wyoming,
so I can't speak for
Alaska.
I cannot.
Okay, all right.
I cannot. I will not.
Well, I will withdraw that question, attorney.
My favorite saying is, I know just enough about most everything just to get me in trouble.
All right. Well, let's talk about in law. Let's talk about in Maryland. We encourage everybody in your state. These laws could or could not apply, but do some research. Find out.
Absolutely.
What are the laws in your state as we talk about the state of Maryland? So in October 1st, things happened. Something happened on October 1st. Some laws changed. Now, what caused this October 1st?
It's our state legislature, right? It's our state legislature. And so October 1st is usually when any new bills that mm-hmm. have passed become law.
Okay, gotcha.
And so what happened is Senate Bill 278 and House Bill 155 related to the issue of stalking. And the reason I wanted to talk about the issue of stalking, it's not really a happy holidays message, but it's something that happens often.
Wow.
And it's something that happens because I'm an attorney dealing with issues as they relate to family law, criminal law, as well as personal injury. And so in my family law practice, I do divorce cases, child custody, alimony, child support, spousal support is alimony, and things like that, right? I also do protective orders. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that comes up is usually in the context of someone who has had to have a protective order against either a paramour, a current paramour, a former paramour, or even their spouse. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wanted to talk about this was because I had a client once, it's actually the most extreme case that I've ever seen, where she was wondering why her husband, from whom she was separated, was sent her text messages saying, oh, well, why were you at this place? Or why were you at that place?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you know, how does he know where I am?
Hmm.
We're not together anymore because he was abusive. And so eventually she had to go to the police.
Okay.
And they encouraged her to have her vehicle checked.
Uh-oh.
And come to find out, he had placed a tracking device.
Oh my goodness.
On her car.
That low down dirty dog.
Right. Right. So it was a pretty terrible situation. And so that's how he constantly knew where she was, because he was literally tracking her every move. And that is a form of stalking.
Okay.
And so stalking is essentially, it's any malicious course of conduct that includes approaching or pursuing another person.
Okay.
Right? And it's specifically where the person intends to place, or they know or reasonably should know, that the conduct that they're engaging in would place any person in reasonable fear.
Right. A reasonable person should know that if I put a device on your car.
Correct.
That you don't have to say, well, I didn't know that person was going to think that was unusual. So if a reasonable person would. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Right. And so and another thing is, so and it's in placing a person in fear of something like serious bodily injury, placing someone in fear of an assault in any degree. Placing someone in fear of rape or any sexual offense, even an attempted rape or sexual offense, false imprisonment or death, or it's also placing someone in fear of doing that to a third party. Like, for instance, you'd have a situation where someone will do something, but it places, like, say, for instance, their child,
right,
or a family member in fear. And again, you got to remember, it is a malicious course of conduct. And the reason that's important is because, one, it has to be malicious.
Okay.
Right?
So if I put a tracking device on your car and it's not malicious, that means it's not stalking? What if I just I'm trying to save gas, and I want to know who's using up all the gas.
Right. Now, that really
could be a defense.
It could be. Right. And the thing is, in the law, you know, facts and circumstances change the outcome. One change in facts can completely change the situation, right?
And I know what you said, of course, so that means several actions. So if you do that, and then you're also hanging outside your place of employment, or if you made some threatening remarks.
Right.
You can build a case that this person is indeed stalking.
Right. And the thing is, it's funny because, you know, in the dating arena, people will throw out terms like that, like, oh, he was stalking me. Oh, she was stalking me. But in the legal world, those words have meaning, right?
I remember in the old days, they used to call it tree boxing. You ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that. So when you say old days, I need you to kind of explain.
But tree boxing, that used to be a guy would hang outside his girlfriend's house, or a girlfriend would hang outside the boy house, and they kind of like hiding behind a tree. And so their head's like going from side to side, depends on which side the person is on.
Oh.
So it looks like they're boxing the tree.
That's hilarious.
That's an old term. So
I've never heard that before in my whole life.
Okay. All you non-Southerners, I'm introducing you to a new term, tree boxing. Anyway.
So one of the new provisions in the law that became effective as of October 1st is that the law was extended.
Okay.
And it extended as it relates to what, you know, the type of behavior that someone has to engage in. And basically what the law states is that a person intends to cause, knows, or reasonably should know the conduct would cause serious emotional distress to another. So no more. So it is about, you know, what I said before about placing someone in fear, right?
Okay.
But it's also engaging in behavior that you know will cause someone to be in severe emotional distress. So again, while, you know, putting a GPS may not necessarily cause someone to be in fear, although for her case it did because of the facts and circumstances, but extreme emotional distress.
Yeah, that would just stress most people. You look down and you got a device on your car. You don't know what's going on. You know, it's rarely going to be for good reason, for good intent.
Right.
Come on, let's be for real. You can't talk your way out of that, guys and gals. If you're putting tracking devices on people's cars without their knowledge, just know you're going to have a rough day in court, particularly if.
Specifically, if I'm your lawyer. Right. If I'm the other lawyer.
If teacher's on the other side, you're going to have a bad day in court. So this law takes place on October 1st. Now, let's say somebody was, is it retroactive? Let's say you did something back on September 30th. Can that be brought into does it have to happen after October 1st for it to be covered under this law?
Yes.
Okay.
So the thing is, again, the extension, stalking has been on the books, right? The only extension was the portion that I just stated about the emotional distress.
Okay.
Because that extends it. Because like I said, it's no longer just that the person, it's the course of conduct pursuing another that intends to place someone in reasonable fear, right? Because that's one portion. But the extended part was that if someone is even put in serious emotional distress, then that is considered stalking. Now the thing that that did change also is that, unfortunately, and I do understand why this was done, but unfortunately, the penalty for stalking used to be up to 5 years, a misdemeanor, up to 5 years in prison. And a $5,000 and or a $5,000 penalty or both. Right. Mm-hmm. And now, as of October 1st, it's 3 years. Up to 3 years. It's still a misdemeanor. Okay. It's up to 3 years. And the penalty now is $500, not $5,000. So the penalty was decreased. Right. But it did expand the definition.
So you can get more people in the net, even though the penalty is not as steep.
Correct. Well, just don't stalk people.
What would you say to somebody who feels like they're being stalked? Let's say a man or woman right now, they feel like, what steps could they be taking right now? Would you suggest?
I think the best way for me to answer that question, it really is a facts and circumstances case.
They need to call you.
They need to call me.
Okay.
My phone number is 301-744-7996. You can reach me on Facebook. On Twitter at the law office of TishaSHillman.com. I just said .com, but yeah, online is www.tshillmanlaw.com. And my law office is the law office of Tisha S. Hillman, LLC. So if you Google that, you can find me on all different avenues.
And folks, call this sister. If you have a question, a legal question in the state of Maryland, and if you feel like you're being stalked, don't try to figure this stuff out on your own. Get some help. Get somebody who understands, just like we always talk about marketing. You can try to do this stuff yourself. You just dig yourself in a deeper hole when we have these talented people in our community that we need to be supporting anyway. Plus, they provide great services, and it's going to make life a lot easier. So that's why we bring in these professionals, people like attorney Tisha Hillman. And we have people throughout the week. On the third week of the month, we have a CPA, accountant, Felicia Day. She brings these tax tips. Last time, she talked about how the Trump administration tax plan would affect everyday people.
You got to stop saying the name. You got to.
I know.
You said it, and I mean, it's kind of like, you know.
What should I call him? I know on, I think Karen Hunter calls him the orange
Beelzebub. The leader of the apocalypse. I mean, take your pick.
Well, let's, I will see if I can come up with try to preserve your sanity over here so I don't keep repeating his name.
Thank you.
Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. When we come back, 5 P's of marketing that's going to help you make more money in 2017, and including networking. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break. Alright folks, 2017 is coming to a 2016 is coming to a close as fast as we can count. 2016 has been a good year by all measures. We've had a very successful administration under President Obama. I mean, nobody agrees with everything anybody does, but from an economic standpoint, we have a jobless rate now down into the 4% range. We had almost 180,000 jobs added during the month of November, and we're just kind of getting ourselves ready for a new year and a new administration. But my advice is don't take your eye off the ball. Don't say, wow, man, this is bad. I'm just going to sit down for the next 4 years until things change. That's not nobody, no book, whether it's the Bible, the gap of the accountants, or anybody, the law, nobody has recommended that because that is not good advice. You have to keep moving. Like the old Chinese proverb says, it's like riding a bicycle. If you stop pedaling, you're going to fall over, which means however you feel about the current administration or the state of the economy, you have to keep your eye on the ball. And if I have to say there was anything, any silver lining to the change in the administration, is that it takes us off this highway hypnosis. Sometimes we get in a comfort zone. We're staring at the road. We got our feet up. We got the music going. And you're past your exit. Matter of fact, you can even go into a ditch because you're hypnotized by the complacency and mediocrity. But you need to keep your eye on the road. And this was a shakeup. This was like a detour. This was like a pothole.
Mm-hmm.
It shook you. Now you say, look, man, let me get back on the road here. But now you got to be put both hands on the wheel, and you got to be focused. That's my advice to you. So stop your whining and crying and talking about how afraid you are and get up here and do something. First thing you can do is get yourself a successful business. And if you have a successful business, or if you have a business, period, let's get ready to go into 2017 on the good foot.
Get on the good foot.
I'm doing the James Brown over here. Y'all got to see my moonwalk. See, James Brown was doing that stuff well long before Michael Jackson. So, but anyway, let's talk about we all know about the four P's of marketing. I've added a fifth P. And because I think we can't leave this P out, I'm not going to undo the 5 P's because that's what they taught us all in school. They still apply. We talk about our product and services. So going into 2017, this is what I want you to do. Make your service better. Now, because there's so many companies out here, I can't go into every industry, every category and say, do this, do that. But you know, just like teacher said a minute ago, what a reasonable person would expect or realize, you know what making your service better would look like because you know your business. To me, it might mean adding some value-added services. So when you retain me, I'm going to give you A, B, and C. Now, as a part of that, I might add a little something else that might not cost that client It's not going to be a lot big burden on me, but it might give that client another incentive to come on board or stick around in my service. I might extend my operating hours. I might add a different service. I might do something that I've never done before. But in 2017, improve your product and service, either by extending, improving, or adding something else, okay? Also, create some degrees of separation between you and the company, your competitor. Now, look at somebody like Teacher. She's a good example of that. I mean, she's got a radio show going. She's got some other things in the works. She's gonna leave some of these other little attorneys in the dust. Sorry, guys.
That's my goal, though.
Teacher's going to leave you in the dust because
next Bill Gates in the making.
There you go. That's right. So create some degrees of separation between you. And you, like I said, a reasonable person should know what that looks like because I'm talking to reasonable people. The other P, let's talk about place. Place generally means your physical location, but it also means your distribution channel. Find other ways to bring your product to your customers and vice versa, and how to bring them to you. Do you need to do home delivery, do home visits, do mail order, online, drive through, offer something on Facebook, Twitter? I don't care how you do it, but find another way to get your service in front of your customers. Do that in 2017. You got a whole month now to think about it, okay? I want you to look at your pricing. The lowest price is not always the best price, nor is the highest price. It depends on your audience. Whenever you get lost in your marketing strategy, just keep reverting back. Who is my audience? What does that customer look like? Are they male or they female? Are they young or they old? Are they black or they white? Are they Christian or they non-Christian? Are they in the Northwest or the Southeast? Who is your customer? So it depends who that customer is can also determine how you should price your product. If you are targeting people who value quality and service, you don't want to be the lowest guy in town. You're just going to chase them away. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to reach a people who are constantly bargain shopping, I don't care how much quality it is, they're just not going to spend it. So you need to look at your pricing model in 2017. I remember I used to sell websites for $100. I'd get the phone that was ringing off the hook. But I realized that those $100 customers were not really the customers that were going to get me to where I needed to get. So I changed my pricing model as time went on to be more aligned with my audience who really wants good service. Another P is promotion. I'm going to use two words for promotion, and it's going to sum it up for me. Go bold. Go bold.
I like that.
Stop all this penny pinching, baby steps. Take one step and see how it works.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Sorry, teacher. Hey, I need a poster boy. No, that's not you, though. You're going bold. I like that. It's not going to work, folks. Let me tell you, I've been doing this stuff for 30 years. I've seen so many different companies, so many different people, so many organizations take these little timid baby steps, and they just get run over by the people who are taking the bold steps. Go ahead and get you a loan, get you a partner, get you whatever you have to do. Get that marketing strategy off the ground. If it means contacting me saying, look, Robert, I want to get on the radio too. How do I do that? But stop these baby steps. If you're going to – look, if I'm going to go broke, I want to go broke in a hurry, okay? I don't want to wait 10 years
not
to go broke.
Hurry.
Look. If I go broke now, that means I can come back and rebound, find myself a new something else that's going to work. But why stretch out failure for 5 years by taking these little baby steps? Take the bold steps, and if you follow the advice of a smart guy like myself, and this is what I do all day long, I'm going to help you avoid those mistakes. Get out there, spend that money, make those connections, open up that new plan if you have to, get that extra person on board. Get that marketing strategy in place, but folks, go bold, but do it wisely. That's why you need a guy like me, okay? And the fifth P that I've added, and I'm sure maybe somebody else has done this in the past, but people. You need people to survive. You need people, you need staff, you need customers, you need clients, you need partners, you need funders. You need people to survive. And that's why I'm going to segue nicely into this event that's coming up tonight, networking. Now, let's talk about networking. Now, when you go out there tonight networking, there's some things I want you to do. These are some tips on networking. Whether you come to my event or not, take these quick networking tips because we need people to survive. And the best way to get those is through some type of networking strategy. First of all, don't being late is not fashionable when it comes to networking. You're going to miss out on some good stuff because usually the people that get there kind of take command of the room. They get their little clicks going, and next thing you walk in the room, it's like you're walking into somebody's living room or somebody's private party because everybody's kind of sectioning off. Get there and go ahead and make those connections, rub shoulders, introduce yourself, say, hey, this is my first time here. So don't get there late when the place is halfway over because now you're going to feel late. You're going to feel lost. When you start talking to folks, ask easy questions. Like the teacher's saying, don't ask them, what do you think about Donald Trump? She may pour her drink on you because so let's keep it easy. I'm serious, she might lose it on you. So ask the easy questions like, hey, how do you like that trap? Man, that traffic was tough getting over here. Have you been here before? How do you like this dip? Ask the easy questions, okay? And if it leads to something
else. Can I get another slice of pie?
There you go. Hey, wait a minute. I'm going to watch you in this pie. But anyway, ask the easy question. Where did this pie come from, okay? Those are good, easy questions. What you want to do also is ditch the sales pitch. Networking is not about selling, folks. It's about building relationships. So don't come in there with your sales book out. Say, hey, look here, let me go from table to table getting your phone number so I can call you back next week. That is what you don't want to do. Share your passion if you have one. If you're a bird watcher, if you help save the whales and something that's not too controversial, share your passion. That's a good icebreaker. Smile. Smile. A lot of y'all don't realize it, but your natural facial expression is not a smile. You say, I wasn't frowning. Well, as you get older, your face tends to sag a little bit. Sorry, folks, I wouldn't know that, and I definitely wouldn't happen to teach you. But let's say you've cracked for 50, and you've said it in your natural composure. Your face sometimes droops, and people think you're frowning. So go in the mirror today before you go out to the first Friday and stare at the mirror. Wait a minute, I didn't know I was frowning like that. And get that smile, get that good side, get that pose, and turn that good side. So when you walk up to folks with one side, they're going to know you took some of my advice. And last thing you want to do is follow up. I want you to follow up. When you get those cards, get back to the office, organize them, follow up on the ones that have the most potential. Some you may just send an email. Some you may want to call. Some are so urgent you may call them from the parking lot. But do whatever you do, follow up, folks. That's going to be it. So to bring this advice out to the first Friday tonight at 9701 Apollo Drive, go to marketingpulpit.com and register. And you're going to be finding out more as you get there about the BLE Executive Suites. That's where we have it. BLE is one of our sponsors. They've been sponsoring us almost from day one, and they provide office services. So you can have your own First Friday or your own networking event, or you can have yourself a day office. You can have somebody to pick up your mail for you, someone to answer your telephone. So if you want to start 2017 on the good foot, that location is important. Boy, I'm segueing today. Man, let me get out of my hand. I'm segueing my hand off today. So go to call BLE Suites at 301-322-1700 and ask for a free walkthrough. BLEsuites.com. That's their web address. Ask for Miss Bernadette Clay. Great lady. She's doing it. She's the epitome, the personification of what we talk about here, building strong businesses and putting people to work. She does it every day. Let's support this, sister, folks. Let's support this. Let's support Teacher Hillman. She's also on the homepage. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have her information right there on the homepage. If you have a question, whether it's stalking or otherwise, check out this sister and check out our other shows. We have them all listed on the Marketing Pulpit website. So go to marketingpulpit.com. If you have some questions, need some marketing advice, call me at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. And I will get you off the good foot in 2017. That's going to wrap up our show for today. We'll be back next week at the same time. Thank you, teacher.
Thank you.
And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOL.
Good morning, I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by Unbound. A boy from Kenya dreams of finishing his education. An elder longs for community in Guatemala. A mother worries about her children's future in India. Help them write a new story at unbound.org. The oldest structure on the National Mall is getting a makeover. The National Park Service held a groundbreaking ceremony at the lockkeeper's house yesterday, and superintendent of the National Mall, Gabe Vitska, talked about what the lockkeeper used to do.
And he attended a lock that where the CNO Canal joined the Washington City Canal. Constitution Avenue actually used to be a waterway, a canal.
Officials plan on repairing the 180-